This is Stu Epperson from the Truth Talk Podcast, connecting current events, pop culture, and theology. And we're so grateful for you that you've chosen the Truth Podcast Network. It's about to start in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, and please share it around with all your friends. Thanks for listening, and thanks for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network.
Hi, Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited to announce the second annual Man Up Men's Conference, a Champions Summit at Morningstar Ministries in Fort Mill, South Carolina, June 15th through the 17th. Why should you attend the Man Up Conference? There's never been a more critical time than now for men to stand up, step up, rise up, and man up. This is a rally call for men of all ages, teens, 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, who desire to grow in their manhood and masculinity, enhance their marriage and fathering skills, be better equipped as a godly man, godly husband, godly father, be more effective in the marketplace as salt and light. We'll have a special father-son workshop and rite of passage ceremony to celebrate this special Father's Day weekend. Be there.
Go to koloff.net to get registered today.
Ladies and gentlemen, the following contest is set for one fall. Introducing first, from Lithuania, he weighs 123 kilos, the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff.
Welcome to another episode, Q&A with Koloff, the Devil's Nightmare. I've got an in-studio guest today, so a special treat. A lot of times I'm just calling you, right? You're getting a call from the Russian Nightmare, Nikita Koloff. But occasionally, somebody's local and has the time to come into the studio. And with me today, Harold Dyer. Welcome to the Q&A show with Koloff.
Thank you, sir. Happy to be here.
Well, great to have you here. And of course, Harold, you and I have spent some time. I sometimes call it the mountaintop experience. And it may not literally be a mountaintop, it may be more figurative. But I say that meaning we've spent some time at the Masculine Journey Boot Camp. I believe that's really where I first met you, correct?
Yeah. Yep.
And I think about a year and a half ago, of course, yourself, Robbie Dillmore, Sam, Danny, many others that are on staff there facilitate these camps, these boot camps. And so before we kind of I do want to explore that a little bit. Before we get there, though, tell our listeners who's Harold Dyer, like you know, where do you call home? You know, what's your past trade? I'm not going to assume you're retired because you're out there. You look more retired to me than you do retired, Harold.
That's a compliment. Thank you very much.
Yes.
But yeah, I've been retired since February the 29th, 2008. Not by my choice, but the company decided that I was already at retirement age and past it for me. So, but thank you. Come July the 28th, I'll be 82.
82, which you don't look 82, for the record. I mean that sincerely. I'm just going to throw this out because I remember at the camp you were talking about how you were running circles around 22-year-olds on the pickle court or something like that of that nature. But
right. The Lord has been very good to me in many, many respects, and that's being one of them, that at age 82 I can still go out and play pickleball. Used to play tennis a lot, but don't do that much anymore. I had a knee replacement, and that kind of stifled a lot of really hard long running. Pickleball is a much smaller area to cover.
But easier to cover. And I've never played pickleball yet, but I've heard about it.
It's a great game.
And so what company, like you were in a sense kind of forced into retirement, so to speak, or pushed out the door. What did you do as a trade?
Well, for almost 44 years, I was a computer programmer and systems analyst. I graduated from Auburn University in 1964.
Oh, I remember that from the camp now, yes. And, Auburn Tigers.
Oh, yeah. and immediately started working with computer systems that were pretty rudimentary at that time compared to today's.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, yeah, quite the advancement in technology, right? I'm sure you had to have seen over 44 years, right?
Oh, yeah. The progression was amazing. Mm. And it was one of the things that always surprised me is how quickly you adapted to the new speed. Things were so slow, and you were so aggravated, and a new one comes along, and oh boy, for the first week and a half, it is blazingly fast, and then it's too slow. So we adjust very rapidly to the changes in technology.
Yeah, I remember the old days, like you know, the dot, because you had, it was like, I guess called dial-up or something, where, and the little thing would spin, and you're like, come on, right? Or what? Boy. To your point, right? But What? Just out of curiosity, why Auburn University?
Well, I was born in Alabama.
You were,
and grew up there.
Okay.
We lived in Columbus, Mississippi for 8 years right before coming to North Carolina.
Okay. And so you've got family?
Yes. One son lives out in northern New Mexico. That's a very interesting situation. He's totally off the grid. He's 7 miles from the closest asphalt. He's 3.5 miles past where the power line and the phone line stop.
Okay.
At an elevation of 8,750 feet up a Forest Service road. But with
is he in forestry? Is that
no?
No. No. Okay. Okay.
He has a varied background. He does work as a massage therapist.
Okay, so he's an entrepreneur and does his own work.
He's capable of doing many things that most of us are not.
Gotcha.
He built his own house out there, and he's got solar panels for power, and it's quite amazing.
Yeah, you're not kidding. You said I had a vision. I don't know that it was God's plan, but I thought, man, I want to be off the grid one day. Kind of what you're describing, I thought, I want to do that one day. I don't know. But anyway, that is pretty fascinating, though. So, yeah. So you got the son out there.
And I have a son who lives locally in Moxville, where my wife and I live.
Okay. How long you guys been married?
We will have been married 59 years come June the 6th of this year.
59 years. Wow. And did you meet at Auburn?
Yes, that's a really good story in and of itself. Her brother tricked me into a blind date.
Uh-oh.
On the Friday night before Thanksgiving in 1962. At Christmas of 1962, I found myself down on one knee asking her to marry me.
Wow.
And she was foolish enough to say yes, and here we are today.
59 years later. Wow. Congratulations on that.
And she is still my sweetheart.
Wow.
The attraction is as strong.
Still there.
She's wonderful to me.
Okay. Give our listeners, okay. So give a nugget there for our listeners that 59 years later, you know, she's still your sweetheart. The attraction is still there. What's just one thing you might attribute to that?
God.
It's a pretty good answer. Pretty good answer. Hey, did you catch that out there listening land? G-O-D. God. God has been in he's been your anchor, the anchor to your marriage.
Well, yeah. And there's no doubt in our minds that he was behind all of it, because my ambition for years growing up was to be a fighter pilot in the Navy. And 2 weeks after I passed the written exam for aviation officer candidate school is when her brother tricked me into the blind date.
Okay.
And then in, you know, almost 6 weeks, here we are. And when I went there to their house for Christmas, I had no intention of asking her to marry me.
Mm.
And it was, I mean, God put it in me.
Yeah.
Had to, because it wasn't there to start with.
Wow.
So I gave up my idea of flying because she said she couldn't be married to a pilot. She was too nervous for that. And So I changed my whole direction, and it had to be God, because wow. had I gone on with what I wanted to do and had been successful in getting there, I would have been probably hitting over at NAMM at just the wrong time when the SAMs were taking down the flyers.
You remind me of there's a scripture in the Proverbs, many are the plans in a man's heart, but the Lord directs his steps.
Yep.
That proverb, it seems that you're the epitome of that proverb, what you just shared, right? We all have our own plan. Like I had my own plans for like 34 years, and then for the first time found out that somebody else had a plan for my life.
Yeah.
God, once again, God.
And but he, God. He's been with us throughout. There are so many instances in our lives and in mine in particular that I see God's hand. Because back in 2002, I was having heart issues, didn't originally know what it was about, but they put me on the catheterization table at Forsyth Hospital, paddled me back twice, and then the next morning opened me up and did 5 bypasses.
Wow.
I had 100% block in the major right. I had over 90 in the Widowmaker.
I was just going to say, let's call that the Widowmaker, right? Yeah.
Yeah, fortunately for me, it happened there in the hospital. They said if I'd have had a heart attack, I'd have had one.
You would have been done. Yep. One and done.
Right. So that was one instance. There's been several instances involving automobiles and motorcycles that I came out smelling like a rose when...
Yeah.
Thousands of people every day don't.
I'm curious to see. I really am curious to see how many times. I hope the Lord reveals to me, just how many times those guardian angels saved me. I can think of some instances right now. You know, driving on the roads and different things that, to your point, that had to be God's protection, His guardian angels.
Oh, absolutely.
Preventing from something more tragic happening.
Absolutely.
Right? So.
I've made the joke numerous times that I'll be the only guy walking around heaven with 2 black eyes because those guardian angels are going to get even with me.
They had their work cut out for them, huh, Harold?
I've put them through it.
Well, let me ask you this. Before we get to your questions, just real quick, give us how'd you get connected with Masculine Journey Boot Camp? How'd that come about?
Well, that's pretty interesting as well. My sweetheart found out about the Thursday morning meeting at the Brock with Robbie and Gaither and stuff, and she wanted me to go. Well, I'm not an early morning person. I did not want to go to a 7:30 in the morning meeting.
Like a Bible study or something?
Yes.
Okay.
But eventually I conceded and we went, and now I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Wow.
So I met Robbie there.
Okay.
And then they started after me about going to a boot camp. Well, I didn't want to go to a boot camp.
Less than you want to get up early and go to a Bible study, right?
And so finally, after my sweetheart had, you know, kept prodding me, I said, okay, I'll go. Well, that first one didn't start off all that well because I can't remember why, but I couldn't get there. So I got there at night after pretty much everybody else was in bed. The only bed available was a top bunk with no ladder to get up there. Now, I'm a little guy. I'm like 5'6".
Okay.
And I was probably already in my mid-70s at that time. And I had to try to climb up and get in that bunk. The guy on the bottom bunk below me snored like a freight train.
Okay.
So it was kind of a miserable beginning. But... through my contact with other guys and going through the boot camp, I became very interested in that, which then led to becoming a part of the Masculine Journey Band of Brothers.
Yeah, that, part of the staff.
I'll be back over here tonight.
So how many approximately have you been involved in it, just roughly?
Well, this is Truth Radio, so the truth is I really don't remember.
Okay. How many years? When was that first boot camp?
Probably about, roughly, Robbie, 6 or 7 years ago.
Okay. All right. So 6 or 7 years ago. And for those of you listening out there, you know, masculinejourney.org. Go to, if you want to learn more about the boot camp that Harold is now a part of, masculinejourney.org. Go and check it out. And if you attend, I feel safe to say you may have meet Harold and him run circles around you out there at the boot camp at age 82 and on fire for the Lord. So that's amazing. So, well, let's segue. Let's get to your questions and that you might have for me today. And so, what do you got first for me, Harold?
Well, one of the things that struck me is you're not native to this area, as I'm not. I know how I got here. How did you get here?
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Nikita Koloff here, and I am excited. Did you hear the huge announcement? The big announcement. Well, maybe it's a minor announcement. Anyway, Facebook, go look up my new fan page, Nikita Koloff Fans, and like it and follow today.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net. and donate today.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Yeah, I'm not a native Carolinian. Well, I call myself a native Carolinian now only because I've been here longer than anywhere else.
Yeah.
And I love the area. I had never been to the Carolinas prior to coming in 1984. Was my first trip to the Charlotte community. Really kind of fell in love with the area, knowing, you know, the go a couple, you know, maybe 2.5 hours west and you can be up in the, you know, the mountains, you know, go 3.5 hours east and you can be at the ocean. You know, that was appealing. And of course, the climate and the weather was appealing. And then probably more than anything, just as the old expression goes, the Southern hospitality.
Right.
Just, you know, the people are just loving and just, they'll communicate, they'll say hi to you if you're walking down the street or whatever. So all that to say, a 5-minute phone call is what brought me to the Carolinas, and that was with a promoter named Jim Crockett Jr. He was the promoter of Mid-Atlantic Championship Wrestling, and some of my buddies had gotten into this wacky, crazy world of pro wrestling. I was training for a pro football tryout, and they shared a storyline with me. They were looking for a big guy who wouldn't mind shaving his head and becoming a Russian, Harold. And so one of my buddies goes, I think I know the guy right now. I think I know the guy. So he called me. His name is Road Warrior Animal, Joe Laurinaitis. So he called me, shared with me the storyline. He gave me the promoter's number. I called the promoter, had a 5-minute conversation sight unseen, and made sure he understood I had no amateur wrestling background, no professional training, none, zero. And he said he knew that, was good with that, just gave me a date to be in his office with my head shaved. And I loaded up my car with everything I owned, my name, up in Minneapolis, Minnesota, drove to a city I'd never been. You might say took a risk and rolled into his office on the day he said to be there. And Nikita Koloff is born in the hallways of Charlotte in 1984.
Well, I had not been to Carolina either, but I was in Columbus, Mississippi at the time, but needing to make a job change. And I saw an ad in Computer World magazine for a job in Mocksville, North Carolina. Well, obviously, I didn't know anything about Mocksville, but I looked it up on the Atlas. And when I saw a little tiny town surrounded by 3 interstates and near several other larger towns and cities, I thought, yeah. And so I pursued it. And when I came up for my interview here, it was mid-October, The leaves were turning, and it was, oh, man.
Beautiful, right?
I was like one of Robbie's fish that sees the lure and gets on the lure and can't shake it.
I love that. Well, and of course, what you're referring to for our listeners, because this show goes all over the world, is the Triad area, Greensboro, right. High Point, Winston-Salem, right?
Right.
Those are the three larger cities, and of course, the interstate system as well is what you're referring to. And of course, Mocksville is kind of closer than Charlotte is to that mountainous area, right? And of course, all the leaves turning and everything.
Yeah, I characterized it with my sweetheart after I was up here. I said, "Sweetheart, I found the Garden of Eden."
Oh, nice. Come on. And hey, I got to say this too, because, you know, so you've already given your age, but some of the listeners, actually, Harold, may not know what you're referring to when you said you looked at an atlas. Like, they're like, he looked at what? Like, even Richard sitting in the studio here today is going, shaking his head going, what's an atlas, right?
I thought for sure you were going to chime in and say, you know, Harold, so you were at the Garden of Eden?
Well, I didn't want to go down that path, Robbie. I didn't want to go down that path.
Oh, that's a path that we trod regularly.
I bet you do. A little bantering goes on. I got a feeling at the boot Tuesday camps night. There in Mocksville. But so for all our listeners, that was the old-fashioned form of Google, okay? So where now all of you Google define or put you in your GPS, which brings back a memory, Harold, actually. Back in my early wrestling days, we had Richard. I'll show you one day. Okay, it was a Rand McNally Atlas. That's probably what you got out, right? A Rand McNally Atlas.
Yeah, it's a collection of maps.
Yeah, and of every state, and you know, and as well as other things. But man, that was our lifeblood. Somebody's like a little town like Mocksville. Yeah. We would have never got there if it hadn't been for an atlas. To right. get us there, you know? Yep. So that's crazy. Well, all right. Well, that's interesting. You have another question for me?
Yeah, I'm also curious. Of course, those Saturday mornings back when my boys were young and growing up, we used to love to tune in and watch you and the other guys. I remember it seemed like there was one guy that had a big old snake that he'd carry around with him.
You are correct. He would be known as Jake the Snake Roberts.
Okay.
Yes.
I couldn't remember the name, but I remember the snake.
Yes.
And the Road Warriors, you and the Road Warriors were very intimidating characters at the time.
Yes, sir. Animal and Hawk, yep.
So I'm curious about the transition from that environment to the current environment where you...
Yeah, well, let me make a reference to the snake just for a moment here, because I was in the ring a few times with Jake the Snake Roberts, and for the record, I am not a snake lover. I'm just not. And so I made sure Jake knew, because see what he did, what he'd do when he'd beat an opponent. I just recently saw a clip. He had, I guess, like only one match ever against a guy named the Big Boss Man, and it was over in Japan. And he'd beat a guy, and the guy would like be out, like, right? Like, he's just out. And then he'd pull that snake out of the bag and let it slither all over your face and all over you. And I'm like, they ain't happening, not with the Wrestling Nightmare. I may be the Wrestling Nightmare, but there ain't no snake slithering or climbing all over me. So I informed Jake. I go, you ever take that snake out of the bag, Jake, I'll be in the back. You can get your hand raised. I don't care. But you won't, right? Anyway, so just a little side note there for Jake the Snake Roberts. But yeah, he was well known for that snake in the bag. He had a nickname for it too. I don't remember what it is. But anyway, And so I had this wrestling career. So as you heard, you know, I come to Charlotte in 1984, have this career. In some people's eyes, a storied career, climbed the ladder rapidly. You know, within 13 months, I'm the world heavyweight or world six-man champion, world tag team champion. And 13 months, I think, almost to the day, I'm wrestling a blonde-haired guy better known for his woo, more so than a snake, Nature Boy Ric Flair. wrestling him for the World Heavyweight title at the first ever Great American Bash. So I had a pretty accelerated career, and I'd already determined when I broke in at what age I would retire from wrestling, and that number was 35. I'd already made up in my mind I was going to walk away on top of the business, you know, not be washed up or be around so long that I just couldn't move in the ring or whatever. And so I actually was slightly ahead of that goal. I was 33 going on 34 when I made a decision, walk away under my own terms. Had some injuries in my last match, actually right here in Winston-Salem, where the Truth Radio Network is headquartered. And against a guy named Big Van Vader. Do you remember that name at all? He 450 pounds. He had this weird mask on his face. Big behemoth guy, right? Got a hernia, picking him up for a body slam. And then we were fighting out on the floor, and he injured my neck and pinched a nerve and all that. And so anyway, all that to say, made a decision. They weren't career ending, but I made a decision to walk away from wrestling, had the hernia surgery. It was over Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. I'm like, I'm done. And I'd met a Christian couple. I was diversifying. I'd had health clubs and gyms and other businesses I was diversifying into. Met this Christian couple through one of those businesses. Eventually invited me to their church. And 17 October 1993, took them up on their invitation, went to the church. I was at that very first service. I went forward to the altar. The Lord was just tugging on my heart. And I knew the story, Harold, you know, the man Jesus, I knew the story, but on that day, the story made it the 18-inch trip from my head down to my heart, opened up my heart, confessed, repented, received Christ, became a child of God, and then committed to becoming a follower of Jesus for the rest of my life. And fast forward, that's what brings me here today, talking with you on this show, going to an advanced boot camp and all of that. So,
It's interesting how the Holy Spirit works to accomplish what God wants done. I remember I mentioned earlier having the bypass surgery, and I was laying there in recovery a couple of days later, I guess, and I was awake. And, I thought, why me? Lord, why me when millions of people around the world die from what I had?
Mm-hmm.
And yet here I am.
You survived, yeah.
And I thought, why? Mm. And it occurred to me that he had work for me to do.
Mm.
And I decided that what I needed to do was to explain to people some of the symptoms of heart disease that may be a little different. Like in my case, I had no chest pain, no shortness of breath, but I would get a tightness in my throat and my jaws when I would be exercising. Most people don't associate that with heart disease. I didn't for almost too long. But the other thing is that we also have a spiritual heart that needs to be responded to.
That's right.
We need to take care of both the physical heart and the spiritual heart. And I thought that was why I'm still here, is to kind of spread that word best of my ability.
That's good. And God's the best at doing spiritual surgery, isn't he? He gets that spiritual scalpel and can do what he does best and bring restoration, heal hearts, as you guys have seen on there at the boot camp. And Harold Dyer, going 82 years strong, 82 years young, still running circles around 22-year-olds on the pickle court. And, man, such a pleasure to have you in the studio today. MasculineJourney.org. Go find out more about boot camp. Meet Harold and others that we've mentioned on the show today. Robbie Dillmore, who piped in with us there as well. But thank you for being on Q&A with Koloff.
Well, I've loved it. And for anybody out there that would be interested in the boot camp, a side benefit is you'd get to see beautiful downtown Mocksville, because the boot camp is at Carolina Bible Camp just outside Mocksville.
That's it. And don't blink if you're going through it. But anyway, well, God bless you. Thanks for tuning in to another episode, Q&A with Koloff. And until next time, have a God-blessed, God-filled day.
This podcast is made possible by the grace of God
and your faithful prayers, support, and generous gifts. May God bless you for your continual contributions. Go to koloff.net and donate today. Hi, Nikita Koloff. Be sure to check out the Man Up Show, now available on television, broadcast, and podcast. Go to MorningstarTV.com or the Truth Radio Network. Check out your local listings, or better yet, download the Truth Network app today. If you are enjoying Q&A with Koloff, would you help us spread the word? Tell your family, tell your friends, tell your neighbors to download, subscribe, and leave a comment. Hi, Nikita Koloff, and I am excited to announce that I will be hosting my first ever Holy Land Tour. That's right, a trip to the Holy Land with the Russian Nightmare. And I'm extending a personal invitation to you. Join me December 27, 2023 to January 5th, 2024 for a once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Go to NikitaKoloff.com and get registered today for the Holy Land Tour.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.